We'll start the program today in Charlotte, North Carolina, where there have been daily protests since the death of Keith Lamont Scott, an African-American man who was shot by police on Tuesday. Anger over the killing was fueled by the release of a cell phone video taken by his wife that captures moments just before and after he was shot. Authorities in Charlotte had been refusing to release official police videos of the incident, but in a press conference just a few moments ago, Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney said those videos will be released.
Listen, we all know there's a lot of stuff floating out there about what has happened, what was not on scene, was it a book, is there a gun. We're releasing evidence that we believe, based on our fact-finding mission, that it will give you indisputable evidence that the facts we started with are the facts that remain today based on two independent investigations up until this point.
Reporter Nick De La Canal from member station WFAE has been covering the events in Charlotte, and he is with us now. Nick, thanks so much for joining us.
It's good to be with you.
Nick, we just heard the police chief say he will release the body cam footage and the dash cam footage. Did he say when?
Well, he said any moment now. He said he'll be sending out a link anytime in the next half hour, so presumably very soon.
What was his reasoning for declining to release the footage up to this point? That's been one of the things that protesters, as well as Mr. Scott's family, have been demanding.
Right. Well, he has said that he's been trying to keep the integrity of the investigation. Obviously, you know, the shooting is under investigation, first by the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department and then later by the State Bureau of Investigation. And they haven't wanted to release the video because they say that could taint witness testimony or just people who have seen the shooting, the tape could, change their memory. That's been the reasoning up till now.
What's been the mood there like in Charlotte, and what's it like there today?
Right. Well, earlier today, this afternoon, there was a march in Uptown Charlotte. There were close to 1,000 protesters that marched the streets of Uptown. And it did get a little rowdy at times. They stopped in front of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department headquarters, actually. And there were 4 National Guard members standing at the door with a barricade blocking entrance. And the protesters chanted Keith Scott's name over and over and over again. They chanted, "No tapes, no peace." So the rest of the Uptown district was a little bit quiet, kind of letting the protesters do their thing, say their piece. That pretty much is what's been happening today.
What was the urgency around? I understand that a number of the protesters, a number of the people that we have been speaking to said that there's some particular urgency about getting this footage out now before a new law takes effect. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. So earlier this year, there was a law passed that this law doesn't go into effect until October 1st, but this law would restrict footage of police body cam or dash cam footage. It would restrict the release of that. Basically, a judge would have to issue an order to get that that video released. So a lot of activists have been protesting against this law, saying it will make it harder for footage to get out there. Now, the way I understand it, I don't think that law will actually affect this footage or this case because the incident happened before October 1st when the law actually goes into effect.
And also the issue is now moot because the authorities have made the decision that they will release this
right.
Footage. And Nick, thanks so much for joining us. I know that you're going to keep us apprised of events as they go forward. That's Nick De La Canal with member station WFAE in Charlotte. Nick, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.